in this video. What would Patrick Pio's advice to us be if we are walking in dark times? So every now and again, everything becomes difficult and things just don't work out right. So how should we act in these times? What would Padre Pio's advice to us be? What would he say? Hello friends, and welcome to this channel following Padre Pio. And here on this channel, through a series of short stories, we look at the life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, a mystic, and he was a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned to this channel to find out more about Padre Pio, about his life, and also to see what his intercession could do for you. We also wish to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for your help and your support. You are the ones who are making these videos possible for everyone. So we thank you again for your support. And if you wish to be part of our Padre Pio apostolate, then it would be tremendous to if you would like our video and share these videos with your friends and colleagues. In today's talk, Padre Pio was known for his very deep and abiding devotion to the Blessed Mother. And he is quoted as saying, "Let us endeavor, like so many elect souls, to follow this Blessed Mother, to walk always close to her, not following any other path that leads to life except the one trod by our Mother." So those are Padre Pio's words, his advice to us. And in particular, he saw devotion to her as being an invaluable weapon in the face of adversity. Padre Pio said, "In times of darkness, holding the rosary is like holding our Blessed Mother's hand. And pray the rosary," he said, "every day. Abandon yourselves in the hands of Mary, and she will take care of you." So those are the words of Padre Pio. And this is a custom that he certainly practiced himself throughout his life. And we must remember that his life was not an easy one. It was a tumultuous life. In fact, he lived through 2 world wars and a crippling epidemic in which between 50, perhaps even 100 million people died in that epidemic. And after all of this, this was Padre Pio's advice. And when prayed in faith, the rosary can be a very powerful prayer that keeps us united both to Jesus and his Mother Mary. Now, perhaps this is just a little bit of a diversion, an insight, if you like, because a significant part of the rosary is the Hail Mary prayer, the words of which, of course, are taken from Scripture itself. And if we just focus in on some of the words, "Pray for our sinners now and at the hour of our death." What are we praying for there? Well, we're certainly praying for that moment when our body and our soul part company. That's our death, of course. We're asking Mary to pray for us, to intercede for us for that most important moment. But perhaps there's another meaning as well, and to the word death. And that would be, as Saint Paul himself said, that we must die to the old man. That is, dying to our sinful selves. And that meaning can be applied, I guess. Pray for us at this time, when we attach to our sins, that we will be freed. Our Lady can pray for this. So can't we apply, "Pray for our sinners at the hour of our death," to this dying to ourselves, asking Our Lady to really come and help us. And Our Lady, of course, does help us overcome sin. And then finally, our hope is that through all of these series of little deaths, that the old me will be free of it, we'll be dead to sin now, that we may rise to fullness in the life of Christ. So Our Lady has this vital role to play there in helping us with that too. And we must just trust in her prayers and support. So let us not underestimate it, that if we find ourselves in dark times, then consider Padre Pio's words of advice and his wisdom on the rosary, that it is like holding our mother's hand, and we should abandon ourselves to her, and then she will lead us once again to her son. Then coming soon, we're going to have another video on the life of Padre Pio. We hope you find these videos inspirational and also that you are able to get something of value out of these videos. So please do join us for our future videos. And if you're not subscribed to our channel, then do subscribe to this channel. Just click that subscribe button below. And once you've done that, you must click there's a reminder bell too, so that you receive notifications for future videos. You have to click that reminder bell. It's just next to the subscribe button. Dear friends of Following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.